From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Lena Bannock. For this week, we speak with Luke Dahl, a professor of composition and computer technologies here at the University of Virginia.
Hi, I'm Luke Dahl. I'm a professor of composition and computer technologies in the music department at UVA, and I teach classes in music technology, which partly means composing music with technology, but also means creating technologies that we use to make music. In terms of research, I'm really interested in how we use technology to create music, and specifically on like how we use it to perform music. And so that can include any number of things. And I'm also really interested in movement and gesture. So you can think of a violin as a machine that transduces gesture into sound. And we can use various ways of sensing gesture and movement with technology to create music. I have a motion capture lab in the music department, and I'm exploring questions like, given that we can get movement data at really high precision in real time, how might we create new musical interactions? So like, how could you take a violinist's gestures and use that to augment their sound? Since the dawn of recording, there's been this shift towards music as artifact and away from music as like a performance or a process or an event that people have to be there together. And I love recorded music, but I also think as a musician, the experience of like performing with people or performing for people it's a really special and intense experience. And so I think that's why I'm interested in this area that we call new interfaces for musical expression, which is like, how do we use technology to perform music or to make music together? Some of the projects I've made were around this idea of like how to perform music with technology. I was in the mobile phone orchestra at Stanford and sort of wrote pieces for iPhone. And so I made a piece called Sound Bounce, where you use the metaphor of like a sound as a ball and you make a bouncing gesture to bounce a sound around, and then you can throw a sound from one person to another, and each performer is wearing speakers so you hear the sound pass from one to another. So that's an example of like a new musical interaction. The stuff I'm hoping to do now is, like I said before, mostly around gesture and movement. So I'm working on building infrastructure for sensing movement and using movement data to generate sound in order to do a collaboration with dancers where the dancer's movement is generating sound. And there's lots of different ways you could do that. I'm especially interested in like really small movements or unseen movements so that you can sort of use the sound to amplify a small gesture into a more easily perceivable experience, both for the audience and for the dancer. So it's interesting to note that like whenever some technology emerges, people find a way to make music with it. And we can think of like technology very broadly, like woodworking is a technology, metallurgy is a technology, digital networks and mobile devices are technologies. And so whatever's happening in technology, people are going to make music with it. So that's like worth noting. And I think it's kind of like inspiring. Also, like a lot of the new ways of making music with digital technologies, for example, lower the barrier to entry in the sense that you don't necessarily need to have developed the physical skill of playing an instrument, or you don't need to necessarily know traditional Western music theory, for example. So you often hear people say like, soon anyone can be a musician. And I do believe that like anyone can be a musician, and I like am happy that people are engaging with music making in all sorts of ways.
Luke Dahl is an assistant professor of composition and computer technologies at the University of Virginia.
Please listen carefully.
Check out these events happening this week. Starting this Friday and available for the entire month of December, New City Arts will be featuring a show by our very own Kirsten Hemrick entitled Transient Places. Kirsten's work is particularly focused on time and memory, as can be seen in her many abstract landscapes. For this exhibition, Kirsten attempts to explore the fleeting chaos of the everyday. New City Arts is located downtown on 3rd Street, right across from the Madison Library. Also on Friday, from 7 to 9 p.m. in Ruffin Hall, the first screening of Musical Epiphanies will take place, presented by the UVA Music Department. This event is free and open to the public and will feature the screening of music videos from a variety of artists, such as Beyoncé, Sonic Youth, and many more. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview was recorded and edited by myself, Lona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.